I'm Kevin Cottrell. Once again, thank you for joining us for People with a Purpose. Now, with school coming up and parents concerned about getting their kids back to school and probably thoughts about what school is doing for them, the education process, I know we all think about that frequently. We've decided at this point, and with the help of Concerts of Prayer, to take a little time to speak about a very special project that is going on and how you can get involved and learn more. And with us on the phone is Jeremy Del Rio, who's one of the designers and lead organizers of something called 2020 Vision for Schools, and of course, also associated with Concert of Prayer. Jeremy, thanks for taking a few moments to explain this to us today on People with a Purpose.
Thank you, Kevin, for having me. It's a real privilege to be with you.
Now, maybe you can just start out by giving us an overview. What is this 2020 Vision for Schools all about?
2020 Vision for Schools is a movement to transform public education in our region within a single generation of students. Kids who begin first grade this fall are the high school graduating class of the year 2020. And the challenge of 2020 Vision is to see those students and their schools transform within that time frame. For very long, we've been complicit in this idea that if kids stay in school, they'll be all right. They'll come out the other end with the skills they need to achieve in life. But for too long in our cities, that's simply not the case. New York City is the largest school district in America, and less than 40% of its students will graduate high school. Those that do from low-income communities will read at an eighth grade reading level. Consider that for a minute. The graduates of high school in New York read on average at an eighth grade level, which means they're not equipped to compete in college, to compete in an information economy. And so 2020 Vision captures the imagination of our churches and the people in faith communities to recognize that educational injustice is an issue that matters to God, and therefore it must matter to us.
And you guys are dealing with this head on. You have an event coming up on September 20th. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? And I believe the audience of folks listening can actually attend this and learn more, right?
Absolutely. September 20th is the launch of the New York City Leadership Center. It's being hosted locally by Christian Cultural Center in New York and also by Ocean Grove in New Jersey. People can find out more information online at nycleadership.com. But as part of the launch of the Leadership Center, 2020 Vision for Schools is the initial project that we're urging people to engage with. And so that will be featured particularly in the New York location. And it's a movement to encourage local congregations to adopt individual public schools. In New York City, we have 7,100 evangelical, Pentecostal, and charismatic churches and 1,400 public schools. So that's more than five churches for every individual school. The fact that our schools are underperforming means that our churches are, number one, not praying for those schools, and number two, not engaging with those schools in a meaningful way. And so through 2020, we are encouraging individual churches to identify one school within walking distance of their congregation and make a commitment that at a minimum, they will pray for that school as often as that church prays. That's the baseline commitment every church can engage with. And then beyond that, that we will become answers to the very prayers that we and others are praying for those schools through meaningful relationships that can unfold with the schools.
You're listening to People with a Purpose. On the phone with us, Jeremy Del Rio, one of the designers and lead organizer of 2020 Vision for Schools, and of course an association too with Concert of Prayer. Now, obviously, you speak about the church being engaged in the school system. I don't think it's a surprise to anybody listening as to how much the public education system has suffered over the years. It seems that all the politicians want to do is throw more money at a problem that doesn't seem to be working. So that's why there's a desire here with 2020 Vision for Schools for public education reform. And as you've said, this is especially important for Christians. Why don't you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Well, we know that there's a special place in God's heart for kids. Jesus said to not suffer the children to come to him, but to empower them, in fact, to have that relationship. When churches and other community leaders and adults tell children a promise and then fail to make good on that promise, they give kids a reason not to trust them. In addition to that, when the promise is specific about skills they need to be who God has called them to be, if we fail to deliver on that promise, we set them up for failure. When kids don't read at grade level, in New York City, 60% of the average of the students in New York do not read at grade level. What that means is, no matter how well our pastors preach on Sunday, our children don't have the fundamental skills required to wrestle through Scripture Monday through Saturday. When 70% can't do math at grade level, it means that they cannot balance a checkbook, they can't manage household finances, they can't discern why the letter from the subprime mortgage company telling them they qualify should be rejected, which leads to the kinds of macroeconomic challenges that our country is facing right now. And so because we have failed to make good on that promise, we've given our kids a reason not to trust us. We have failed to model for them the kind of love that our Heavenly Father, in fact, has for them. And we need to first of all repent for that, but second of all to reverse course and to begin to engage differently. You know, I've thrown out some percentages and numbers, but when you think about the fact that there are 1.2 million public school students, 60% who can't read at grade level is a population larger than all but a handful of American cities. When 70% can't do math at grade level, that means populations bigger than Seattle and Washington, D.C. and Boston don't have the skills to manage the household budget correctly. And so we've got a crisis that hasn't just snuck up on us. It's not like we woke up today and discovered there was a problem. This is a decades-long generational challenge that it's time for us to confront head-on and say enough's enough. We're going to make a difference. We're going to stop being an impediment for our kids to trust adults and to meet their Heavenly Father who loves them with his own life.
We're talking with Jeremy Del Rio, if you've just tuned in, on People with a Purpose today, associated with Concerts of Prayer. He's a designer and lead organizer of 2020 Vision for Schools. And Jeremy, once again, tell us about the event going on September 20th, which everybody is invited to.
September 20th, the New York City Leadership Center is launching with Dr. Bernard from Christian Cultural Center, Dr. Ireland from Christ Church, Rick Warren from The Purpose Driven Life, Francis Hesselbein, and from formerly with Girl Scouts of America and many others. And as part of that event, the Leadership Center is partnering with the Coalition of Urban Youth Workers in New York to officially launch 2020 Vision for Schools. The kids that begin first grade this fall are the high school graduating class of the year 2020, and our challenge to local churches is to begin to engage with those students and their schools differently than we have in the past. We've defined issues of public school education. We've limited those issues to things like the 30-second non-denominational prayer that was outlawed by the Supreme Court decades ago, or vouchers. And those are interesting debates, but even if we had vouchers for every public school student in the region to attend Christian schools, we don't have the capacity in our churches to educate all of those students. There are 2 million kids in New York City alone and 5 million in the greater New York region. And we just don't have the internal capacity to be able to do that. And so we're challenging churches to begin to partner strategically with the institutions that God has established in our community to educate kids. Jeremiah writes to us that we need to seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which God has called us, because if it prospers, we too will prosper. The fact that our schools have not prospered for so long is an indicator that we haven't sought the peace and prosperity of that institution, and it's time for us to fundamentally shift how we engage that debate.
Tell us where the New York City Leadership Center is located, and also give some information for those that wish to call or contact you.
The New York City Leadership Center is based out of Concerts of Prayer Greater New York in Queens. The Coalition of Urban Youth Workers is also based in New York City and represents a regional network of youth workers committed to students and education reform. For people that want additional information on 2020, they can visit us online at 2020schools.net. At the website, they'll find out all the information as well as ways to register and officially indicate that they want to partner with us. For more information on the Leadership Center, visit nycleadership.com. And for info on the coalition, it's coalitionnyc.com.
And this is very important for parents that do have young children entering the school system this fall, for them to show up at this event on the 20th to learn more and to find out how the Church of Christ can get involved in the schools that already exist, to pray for them and change what's going on in our system out of the glory of God. And I assume that's exactly what you guys are trying to do.
Absolutely.
Okay, Jeremy, we thank you so much. Once again, that's 2020 Vision for Schools and the New York City Leadership Center, which opens up, the event happening on September 20th. Attend it and be a part of it, and hopefully we'll begin to see change in our school systems and to the glory of God. Thank you, Jeremy, so much for sharing with us what's going on, and we pray for much success as you are coming to the school systems to bring the kinds of things that will hopefully change so much about what's wrong today in the public education system.
Thank you very much.
This has been People with a Purpose.